Guchuan Bridge Lookout and Guchuan Tourist Information Center. The symbol of the 100-pace snake guarding the tribe. The first stop of the Shenshan Tribe Travel Line is Guchuan Bridge. This bridge is on the border of Pingdong Sandymen Township and Wutai Township. It spans the Ailiao River, a branch of the Laonong River, and it holds the Provincial Highway 24. This bridge enables people to get in and out of Wutai Township. Guchuan Bridge used to be called the Wutai No. 1 Bridge. Because of its proximity to the Rukai Ila tribe, it was also named the Ila Bridge. Due to the extremely heavy rain caused by Typhoon Morakot in 2009, this bridge was destroyed. In order to provide the people with a safe way home, the Directorate General of Highways started to rebuild Guchuan Bridge. The current Guchuan Bridge is 654 meters long and has a span of 140 meters. At a height of 99 meters, it is the tallest bridge pier in Taiwan. Guchuan Bridge includes symbolic designs of the Rukai tribe, such as lily flowers, 100-pace snakes, pottery jars, and eagle feathers. There are lookout points on both sides of the bridge, where you can view the entire bridge, the North Ailiao River, and the majestic valley. At one lookout point, there is a monument dedicated to the rescue heroes of Typhoon Morakot. This monument was built in memory of the plane crash accident that happened during a supply mission undertaken by the National Airborne Service Corps to the Ila tribe of Wutai Township. On the bridge piers, there are inscriptions and sculptures of the Rukai people, which were restored after Typhoon Morakot. Different Rukai clothing represents distinct social statuses. For example, the respected chiefs wear bow knots and feathers on their heads. A bow knot symbolizes power of controlling the tribe and land. The female family members of the chiefs wear lily flowers and feathers. The spokespeople of the chiefs wear bow knots and lily flowers on their heads. There are also different ways for the Rukai people to wear feathers. The chiefs wear the longest feathers because they have the power to decide the fate of the tribe. Other noteworthy members of the tribe are allowed to wear feathers that are smaller in size and closer to the tip. Another thing to keep in mind is that the lily flower is the tribal flower of the Rukai people. In order to qualify to wear lily flowers, men of the Rukai tribe must have hunted down 5 male boars with tusks and shared them with the tribe, which symbolizes their bravery and courage. For women, only those with chastity have the right to wear lily flowers. If you see someone wearing a lily flower with a red center, they are chiefs or come from noble families. If the ordinary people want to wear lily flowers with a red center, they need to pay taxes to the chief or receive permission to wear them during special ceremonies. The manner in which the lily flower is worn is also another detail. The flowers worn by chiefs face the front, and those worn by ordinary people face the side. Therefore, you can tell whether someone is a core member of the tribe from their headdress and clothing. After the Shenshan Tribe Travel Line passes over Guchuan Bridge, we are headed to our second stop, Shenshan Tribe Village.